Charles. K261EB and KQJO-FM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Wee. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings unto each and every one of you. For truly God is great, and he's greatly to be praised. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we acknowledge you on this morning as our Savior. We acknowledge you as our healer, our deliverer, our confidant, and so much more. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we decrease in order that you may increase within us. Let your power fall upon this radio station on this morning, oh God. Lord, I pray that you would heal, deliver, oh God, and set the captive free. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I plead the blood over everyone that is listening on this morning. God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you will move for them, oh God. Wherever they have before you, God, I ask that you will meet their need. And God, we will be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor. Jesus' name, amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles, could you please turn them to Acts 13 and 22. It's Acts 13 chapter and the 22nd verse. And I will be reading from the New International Version. And it says, after removing Saul, he made David their king. God testified concerning him, I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will do everything I want him to do. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic for this morning is overlooked by everyone else, but handpicked by God. Oh, Jesus. Overlooked by everyone else, but handpicked by God. My God, even as I was reading the life of David and what he entailed, I come to the knowledge of, despite of how others saw him, his own tendency of things that he did and what had happened to him and the lack of position that he had held in his own family, David had the sweet assurance of God, and there was more than enough. To his older brothers, David was young and possibly even a pest, you know. He probably was getting on everybody's nerves. And to his father, Jesse, he was just another son. But to the onlookers, he was a mere shepherd boy. But to God, oh my God, David was the one destined to be king of Israel. And not just any king, he was from the bloodline from which Jesus would come. Overlooked by everyone else, but your hand picked by God. Even the way David was anointed to be the future king is a story by itself. In Samuel 16, God reveals to Samuel that he has rejected Saul as king and chosen one of Jesse's sons to be the replacement. But moving ahead, when David was in the midst of his battles, sure, he felt some type of way. Come on here, somebody. Even at the height of his battle, King David felt secluded. He felt surrounded. He felt depleted. And that's because He was. His own men had turned against him and were plotting his murder. He felt sick and he had mental ups and downs. But two things never changed. Number one, David was still destined to become king. And two, his faith could not be shaken. I don't care how others see you. I don't care how they may talk about you, lie on you, but you always remember, you can be overlooked by everyone else, but you are handpicked by God. You are not called to fit in. You are called to be set apart. Come on here, somebody. David was still destined to become king, but his faith could not be shaken. But I don't know who needs to hear this, but they might have seen you down, but you were never out. They may have seen you going without, but you were never counted out. They might have gossiped or mocked you in your struggle, but the same ones will see God prepare a table before you. Anoint you with fresh oil and cause your cup to overflow. It is very foolish and very self-destructive to look down on someone in pain, to look down on someone who is struggling. Come on here. To look down on someone who is still in a process. Because the Bible says, for as a man soweth, so shall he also reap. You got to be careful how you shy who you put your mouth on. Come on here, somebody. Many people, they can't comprehend the chaos you had to walk through. Yet Jesus never left your side. Think of the list of qualifications that must have run through Samuel's mind for such a position. He was tall, smart, articulate, brave, groomed, well-mannered, a natural-born leader. Because you see, Samuel saw some of these characteristics in Eliab, David's brother. But the Lord said to Samuel, do not consider his outward appearance, come on, or his height, for I have rejected him. It doesn't matter what you're doing, how you may look out on the outer part, what you may be doing in the church, if your heart is not right, if your heart is not pure towards God or the things of God, God will reject you. Come on here, somebody. The Lord does not look at the things people look at. Come on here, Holy Ghost. The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outer appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Oh, come on here, somebody. 1 Samuel 16:7. Samuel had Jesse lined up all of his sons before him. All of them were to be considered. Yet Jesse didn't call David in from tending the sheep. No, he didn't. Was this an oversight? Was this an assumption? Was this a judgment call? Or was this a deliberate choice? Remember, overlooked by everyone else, but you're handpicked by God. You see, Samuel passes on each of Jesse's sons and then asks, are these all of the sons you have? I can imagine Jesse with a expression replying, there is still the youngest. He is tending the sheep. 1 Samuel 16:11. Surely, one who spends his time taking care of animals is not the one to take care of a nation. the one that is cleaning the toilet in most people's eyes are not the one that can take care of a nation. They figure that God cannot use them, come on here somebody, to speak to the nation. The one that is mopping the floors, that are cleaning, the church floors, the church walls, are doing things in the church that you feel is not according to your standards. But if you do it with the anointing, and if you do it to pleasing unto God, God honors that. Come on here, somebody, because your heart is pure by what you're doing, because you're doing it unto God, because you take, because you have taken yourself out of the equation. What you see as a nothing, God sees as something that he can use, or somebody that he can use, overlooked by everyone else, but your hand picked by God. So as soon as Samuel saw David, he knew he found the one. David was the anointed one to become king, but he was not immediately ushered to the throne. No, he wasn't. It would be many years before David was recognized by the world. Ooh, my little Lebosha, continue to allow God to work on you. Continue to allow God to groom you. Continue to go through the process. So where did David go after being anointed as king? To a refining school? To a government academy? To a military training? No. He went back out to the fields, and he continued to shepherd his flock. A king to be doing lowly tasks. Don't think you so high up until you can't come down and do something that you may feel is beneath you. Come on here, somebody. Ooh, a future king whose character was refined in the fields of everyday life to prepare him for his calling. In order to be a great leader, one must become a servant first. Oh, somebody gonna catch that. How can you lead somebody if that you ain't never served first? Oh, come on here, somebody. Despite of everyday life, things going on around us, the enemy wreaking havoc in everything, there is character building. There is attitude shaping. Spiritual maturity is taking place. There is souls that are being defined or being built up. All of which must take place for us to become what God intends for us to be. Oh, come on here, somebody. So, do you ever feel overlooked by the world? Come on here. Better yet, do you feel overlooked in the ministry? Take heart. God is just grooming you. He's grooming you for destiny. He's taking you through the process. Take heart. We are handpicked by God. We can't fit in even if we try. Some people cannot connect to you, and you cannot connect to some people. You're going to be talked about. You're going to be hated without a cause. You're going to be misunderstood. But don't ever get out of character. Don't stoop to their level. Be the bigger person. We aren't just doing tasks. We are building a legacy. We are shaping God's kingdom. We are in the process of not only discovering our calling, but that of our family as well. And I don't know about you, but it sure does make me look at my everyday task, what I'm doing every day. Am I pleasing God? Is my life pleasing God? Is the way I walk pleasing God? Is the way I present myself pleasing God? Is the way I'm speaking pleasing God? Oh, my God. And just wait until they see the level of heavenly blessings that await you.